What defines being a nice guy versus being a good man?
Oh, I can't stand nice guys.
What?
Can't.
What's the difference?
They're people pleasers to me. When I hear nice guy, and remember, you have to remember how I associate to the word nice. Nice means you want to make other people happy. Nice means you are walked over easily. Oh, I feel like nice guys finish last because they're always putting everyone else before them.
Her.
Whereas a good man,
He stands 10 toes down. Yeah.
I respect a good man. I don't necessarily respect a nice guy. They gonna come for me on that one.
It's gonna be a lot of hurt people in the comments. Oh, okay. This is a more... Okay.
Light.
We got two more.
Okay.
So the next one is... This is juicy. Why are some men insecure around strong women that are about business? You have experience in this, Sarah.
How long we got?
We have time.
I mean, it wasn't no cap in her rap. Listen, the one thing that we got to stop doing is we got to stop disqualifying people's opinions. Instead, we use that as leverage, and then we learn more about why they're thinking the way that they're thinking. My father always told me, yo, nice guys finish last and you don't ever want to be nice. And he wasn't saying as far as nice to people, but he's saying that you didn't want to be a pushover for women. And he always said, listen, I'd rather have your respect and fear than your love. And so when I say that you need to be selfish before you be selfless, when you look in a chat and I say that during a live stream, the women 100% absolutely agree. They agree 100% of the time because they understand that they're the beneficiaries of your greatness. And if a guy is being too nice, let's look at it a couple different ways, all right? Let's say, use the example that she illustrated and say, oh, you know, nice guy, and y'all always trying to walk up and, hey, beautiful, hey, sweetness. But then on the flip side, we say, hey, guys that don't care and say no usually are the ones that get more boxed. And then y'all fight it because y'all never had a father in your life to actually illustrate it, or you didn't have any big homies to show you in real life. And so the only examples that you have are people that don't know what they're talking about. And then they have these conversations online and they trying to give you the game on how you're supposed to move. And then you're not having any success because you didn't realize that the fact that you care more about you. Look, I can be so blunt and I am. I'm absolutely transparent and I'm blunt every single day. And I tell people exactly what I think and how I feel. And it's authentic. And I say, hey, man, I feel like I'm better than you. And that, you know, I'm literally the only person that I answer to is God. And can't no hoe tell me nothing. Man, what you think that slow the amount of women that's going to send you DMs and that slows the amount of action that you get in real life? You think that it means something? You think that just because my chick is sitting right here next to me that I'm not going to talk about whether or not that chick is bad over here, or I'm not going to send a flight? No, I'm going to do exactly what it is that I say that I'm going to do. And just because I got married don't mean that I shut my eyes or I clip my balls off or anything like that, because the nature of me is who I am. And I'm not sitting here trying to put on no airs from nobody. I'm just going to be authentically me. I'm not here to be nice to you. I'm here to provide an environment and an experience based off of whatever it is that my lifestyle is. And it's because I was selfish before I was selfless, because I can't pour out of an empty cup. And so guys that spend all of their time and their energy trying to entertain everybody else and make everybody else happy and please, the people pleaser for women. I mean, she's 100% correct. Guys that spend all of their energy trying to simp for women, and that's why simping is bad, they mess up the game, because all they do is push the women even further into the direction of the guys that they really want. And so when you simp out for her, and then she puts you in her phone as food, and then she wound up feeding the dude that she really want to bust down for free with your credit card, that's a real thing. You don't want to believe it, but I'm telling you, I get guys that call up to my show every single Wednesday. Every single Wednesday. Anton, she busted down for a real one. Anton, she tricked off on another dude. Anton, she had another dude in the house. She had another dude. Her mother was sitting there helping her cheat on me. Even her mama understand the nature of a sucker. And the way that God programmed women was to be a helpmeet. They need guidance. They need direction. They need to be dealt with a certain way, or they don't even feel like that they're sufficient for you. They yearn to work for you. They're yearning to be more productive for you. They want to be in the presence of a strong dude that's not sitting there telling them what they want to hear, but it's telling them what they need to know. And even if they resist it a little bit, they actually embrace it. And so they can't stand nice guys. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're not supposed to be a nice guy, and you can't keep taking it literal. When we say nice guys, again, it means guys that is a pushover and is trying to be a pleaser for women, basically a simp, instead of a guy that's actually doing a thing that's in his best interest, which she ultimately is going to be the beneficiary for it. Man, listen, when you think about a woman, and some people can't understand, man, why she busting it down for a dude or why he got her heart. You know, I think back on that movie, and I was thinking about a Casino. And some of y'all are too young to understand Casino, but it's one of the greatest movies of all time. And if you have not seen Casino, it's a gangster movie starring Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. And it's a great, great movie. And you know, she was always imprinted on by Lester. And Lester was a degenerate, right? Like, seriously, gambler, degenerate, never had nothing. You know, didn't matter what he looked like. Couldn't even hold a candle to Sam Rothstein. And Ginger was a chick that everybody wanted. But Ginger had been imprinted on by Lester. And Lester was like, yo, taking for everything he got and all of this other type of stuff. Sam Rothstein, on the other side, was setting her up. And I'm going to put $1 million in a safe for you just in case anything ever happens. You'll always be taken care of. And eventually, he got took. And he led with trying to please her instead of understanding exactly who she is. And the nature of a woman is still the nature of a woman. And so when I see guys a lot of times and they say stuff like, oh, it's different. It's not. Their mindset, who they are, the core of what they are and what they ultimately seek. And the fact that if you're strong enough to tell them no and to not pay them as much attention, but ultimately just be a person that is cool to be around, you're going to get more. The women come with it. The money come with it. The purpose comes with it. All you got to do is focus on being great. And you being great for you, not for her. Don't go get the car for her. Don't be great for her. Stop trying to do things in order to make her happy. You can't make her happy. The core of who she is who she is. The only thing that you can do is vet more effectively and then focus on being great. She's going to eventually fall in line if you are the person that you say that you are. And they can't stand you. They cannot stand when they are around somebody that is trying to please them. All they doing is using you. And she's telling you, listen, I don't want to be around a nice guy. I can't stand a nice guy. When I see a guy trying to be overly nice to me, it rubs me the wrong way because it tells me that he's a people pleaser. Now, will they deal with you? Yeah, especially when they get older and they don't have as many options. Absolutely. That's the dude that they wind up settling for. But what they choose you, it's a difference. So I don't want to be around anybody that don't choose to be around me. I don't want to be around anybody that doesn't choose to be around me. And I know that this is going to be a hard pill to swallow. I know that this is going to be a hard pill to swallow, but I'm trying to tell you and I'm trying to help you to understand and I'm trying to give you the game. If nobody is going to tell you, Uncle Anton is going to tell you. I'm going to give you the game. I'm definitely going to hold you down. I'm going to add value into your life and I'm going to make sure that you're doing well. But you're going to have to open up your mindset to what's really happening out here in these streets. And it absolutely can change your life. It absolutely can change your life. But you're going to have to be open to it. And if you're not open to it, then you're going to continue to get the same results that you've been getting the entire time. And it's not going to be best for you. So, you know, I want you to win. I want you to be great. I want you to be successful. And, you know, I want you to be open-minded to it. Stop trying to be a people pleaser. She's absolutely right. Doesn't mean that she's going to get the man that she wants. That remains to be seen. But she's absolutely right. But you have to be open to the possibilities, and then it's ultimately going to benefit you long term. Listen, I love you. I appreciate you. Can't wait to read the comments. Make sure y'all tapped into the Patreon. The link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Stay away from the negative Nancy's. Get your bag up. Get your bread up. And don't sit here and go back and forth with people that's broke. They can't do nothing for you. Get them up out of your circle. I'm going to holler at y'all later. Peace.